行李行
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Fourth chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 1st of April, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam
Yeah. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Kankhantak parmanang siddhin jajantya iha devata khiprang hi manushe loke siddhi bhavati karmaja. So last night we are discussing jidhathamang prabaddhanti tang thutiyo haja maham mama vartmanu vartanti manushya patu saro. Everyone is seeking the absolute truth in different way. So, the worship of the demigods, that is also in one way searching after the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, in the Vedas, the demigod worship is also recommended. Upasana kanda. The Vedas are divided into three kandas or divisions. Karma kanda, Jnana kanda, Upasana kanda. Therefore, the other name of Veda is Trayi. Trayi na Suti Gochara. The Sri Shudra Dijabandhuna Trayi na Suti Gochara. That is stated in the Vedic literature. Sri Shudra and Dijabandhu. Dijabandhu means born in Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya family, especially Brahmin family. But he is not possessing the qualities of Brahman or Kshatriya, as now it is going on. Everyone is presenting himself as a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, but he hasn't got the necessary qualification. The Brahmana's qualification is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sattam, Saucham, Samodama, Titikha, Arjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahmakarma, Savavati. Similarly, Kshatriya, Saurya, Virya, Teja, Juddhecha, Pulayanam, Ishra Bhavancha. In this way, there are Kshatriya's qualification. Similarly, Krishi Guraksha Banijam, Vaishyakarma Sabhavan. The Vaishyas are described to be engaged in agricultural work, giving protection to the cows and excess grains to trade. Where there is necessity to carry there and take something in exchange. Similarly, Shudra, Puricharjatmakam Kajam Shuddha Karma Sabhav. Shudra means he is satisfied by serving somebody. Just like a dog, he is satisfied having a nice master, that's all. Sometimes it is compared. The Shudras like the dogs. So, kankhantam karmanam siddhi. This gunakarma vibhagasa, Brahman Kshatri Vaishya, that will be explained in the next verse. So, karma, to get success in one's particular type of occupational duties, sometimes they worship the demigods. That is described here. Demigods, they are also living entities. And all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, Mavimam Sajiva Bhuta, Jiva Loke Sanatana. So demigods, they are also part and parcel. We are also part and parcel. There is no difference. But they are more fortunate to get the post of Chandra, Surya, Indra, Brahma. Brahma is also living in it. Therefore, to get success in our material welfare activities, sometimes, not sometimes, always, we worship demigods. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The demigod worship is also my worship. But that is avidhi purvakam. That is not the vidhi. Vidhi is to worship the Supreme Personality of God. But just sometimes, just like we give some reward to the doorman to enter into the room of a great officer, similarly, demigod worship means to get the result very quickly. And we may ask any type of benefits and reward from the demigods. Tad bhavati alpamedhasa. That will be explained in the 7th chapter. Demigod worship may be bringing quickly the resultant action, desired result. But antavattu phalam tesham, the result is antavat. It is limited. But bhakti is not limited. Bhakti is unlimited. Salpam api yasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. But people, tad bhavati alpam medhasam, those who are less intelligent, instead of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they worship the demigods. Kankhanta karmanam siddhi jajanta yadevata. Therefore, people are more interested in worshipping demigods than Krishna. The demigod in India especially, we will find there are many devotees of the demigods. Not devotees. Devotion is only applied in connection with the Supreme Personality of God. The demigod worship, they are not devotees, but they are interested to get the reward from the demigod. Otherwise they are not interested. But bhakti is not like that. The bhaktas, they are not after any reward from the Supreme Personality of God. There is difference between bhakti and other demigod worship. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is teaching us bhakti. He says, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang ba jagadishatam. My Lord, I do not wish to ask from you opulence, riches, nice wife, or many followers. These are material opulences. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I do not want all these things. Na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang ma jagadishakam. Mava janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahitu. That is the desire of devotee. He doesn't want even liberation. Janmani janmani. He wants to serve the lotus feet of the Lord, birth after birth. That is his aspiration. So, kshipram hi manushe loke siddhi bhavati karmaja. The karmakandiya, those who are on the platform of creative activities, generally they are attacked by the demigod worship. But vitarāga bhayo soka, those who are detached from material happiness, they become attached to Krishna. Manmanā māmupāsita, that is already explained. Now, we have to make our choice whether for temporary benefit we shall worship demigods or for permanent benefit we shall worship Krishna. That is our choice. But people generally make their choice. Kshipraṁ hi manuṣe lokhe siddhin bhavati. Immediate result. Immediate result. That will be explained. That immediate result, it may be very palatable in the beginning, but it is. It will produce bitter result at the end. But that we do not consider. We want immediate. The immediate result and remote result is described in Sanskrit word Shreya and Preya. Preya means immediate benefit and Shreya means ultimate benefit. So, those who are interested in the ultimate benefit go back to home, back to Godhead. For them, worshipping the Supreme Lord is most beneficial. And those who are interested in the matter of temporary benefit, dhanang dehi, rupang dehi, jaso dehi, just like by worshipping Goddess Durga, we want all these things. But we forget that whatever we get material benefit, with the end of this material body, everything is lost. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that at the end, I, as death, I take away all your material possession. Sarva haram mrittu. So that is not good. Because we are eternal, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam, we should be after eternal happiness, eternal benefit. That should be our business. Therefore, we should not be karmaja, not karmi. Neither we should become jnani. We should become yogi. And what kind of yogi? Bhakta yogi. Because there are different types of yoga practices. Out of that, bhakti yoga is the topmost. Because Krishna says, bhaktyam avabhijanati javan jaschami tattva. Without being in the bhakti yoga, neither you can be happy, nor you can understand what is Krishna and what is your relationship with Krishna. Evam prasannam munasa bhagavad bhakti yogata. If you want to be happy, then bhagavad bhakti yogata, it can be possible. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. That is stated. Nasta prayasu abhadresu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. This class is held for the benefit of the human society. And this is the process of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Sinnatam Sakatha Krishna Punnat Savana Kirtan. If we regularly hear about Krishna, why regularly, constantly? If we practice in such a way that we shall hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, chant about Krishna, eat about Krishna, work about Krishna, sleep about Krishna, walk about Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness movement. Sinnatam sagata Krishna punya savana kirtan. Anything we do in relationship with Krishna is pious. Punya savana kirtan. Nidbande Krishna sambandha yukta vairagam uchyate. This is the instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami. Dovetail everything with Krishna activities, Krishna consciousness. That is the recommendation. Then our life will be successful. And Krishna is sitting within your heart. When he sees you, that you are very serious about Krishna, then he helps you. Sinnatam sakata Krishna punna savana kirtan. Riddhantasya avadrani vidhunati. Some Krishna abhadrani vidhunati. We have got many dirty things within our heart. But as soon as we begin to hear about Krishna, just like you are hearing about Krishna, Krishna is speaking about himself. Krishna is speaking about the situation of this material world. He will speak about the spiritual world, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, if you regularly hear, that is the beginning of success of life, hearing. The Vedas are called hearing, Shruti. One has to hear Vedas from the right person. That is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthane sthita srutigatam tanumang manovi. To achieve success in self-realization or God-realization, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends sthane sthita. You just remain in your present position. You remain as a grihastha, or as a brahmin, or as a sannyasi, as a businessman, professional man, it doesn't matter. Sthane sthita. You remain as a brahmin, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, it doesn't matter. But sutigatam tanuvang manovi. Just try to hear about Krishna, sutigatam. Oral reception. Sutigatam means oral reception. Tanuvang manovi. And try to employ your body, words, tanuvang, and mano, mind, engage in Krishna's service. Tanuvang manovi. Sthane sthita sutigatam tanuvang. Je prayasa ajitopi jitapasi. Krishna's another name is Ajita. He is never conquered. But any person who hears about Krishna, jnani prayasam udapasa namanta eva sanamukuritanga bhavadiyo vata. Simply mental speculation, giving up this bad habit, jnana prayasam udapasa, leaving aside, namanta eva, very humbly and meekly. If one hears from the realized soul about Krishna, then in any position, sthane sthita, because he is hearing from the realized soul, then one day it will be possible to conquer the unconquerable. Prayasa ajitopi jitapasi tais tilakyam. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to give chance to everyone to hear about Krishna. This is the first process. Savanam. And one, when one has heard very nicely about Krishna, then he can speak about Krishna. And he must speak. He cannot remain without speaking. That is the result of Savanam. Savanam Kirtanam. One who has heard nicely, he must speak or preach. And preaching and hearing about whom? Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu and Krishna the same thing. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandanam Dasam Sakham Atmanivedanam. Nine different process of Krishna consciousness movement is being pushed on by the members of Krishna Conscious Society all over the world, and we have opened also here in Bombay, the most important city of India. So we request you all to come every day and try to understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness based on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, Ramayana, Mahabharata, all authentic scriptures. There is no concoction, there is no manufacturing, malinterpretation, We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any deviation. So, if you take advantage of this process of understanding, Chinnatang Sakatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana, then gradually we shall be bereft of all sinful activities, resultant action of sinful activities. Riddhantastha Avadrani. Avadrani means inauspicious things accumulated within our heart. By this Krishna Kirtan, as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. The heart is cleansed. It is just like mirror. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam. So as soon as our heart is cleansed, then we can understand immediately what is Krishna, what I am, what is my relationship with Krishna, and how I should act in relation to Krishna. This is perfection of life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.